she will conceive in her womb before the Son. He will be called the Son of the Most High. Oh, this needs to be known. Ali believed. She believed the angel. She did not understand. Shall I say any more than we do? How God would become man. How God would become a human being to redeem us from sin. So, our lady asked him, how is this possible? The angel to help Mary's faith. May I live by faith all her life. How we need to know this. She lived by faith. She had to believe without comprehending. Help Mary's faith. The angel told Our Lady that her kinswoman Elizabeth, a woman up in years, would conceive a son, and his name would be John. Then Our Lady accepted the invitation to become the Mother of God. Mary calls herself the handmaid, the servant of the Lord. Oh, dear Lord, how we need to hear this. You're all servants. Shall I change the word? You're all slaves of God. When the angel told her, she became the Mother of God. She called herself the handmaid, the servant, the slave of the Lord. She had no illusions what this would mean. She anticipated much suffering, much pain throughout her life. Our Lady suffered very deeply. I'd like to quote Theodore Bellarmine's statement. Prayer of Our Lady. Adorned and clothed with sun, come to my aid. Most beautiful mystical rose, take abode in my heart. Most chaste, undefiled virgin, grant me true peace. Oh, how we need, how we all need to cultivate, how we cultivate a great devotion to Our Lady. It is impossible to exaggerate the importance of each one of us. Look at our conscience and ask ourselves, how devoted am I to the Mother of God? When I get up in the morning, do I talk to Our Lady? During the day, do I invoke Mary? Dare I ask? Shall I ask you, how many of you say the rosary every day? My first recommendation from day on all of you, from day on, say at least the five decades of the rosary, Italian, ogni giorno, every day. See the rosary every day. I want to ask, raise your hands. Do you have a rosary? There are rosaries on sale. I will take the liberty. I will distribute the rosaries. I'll pay for them. I'll bless them all. Not one of you should leave this place without a rosary. Am I clear?
Yes, ma'am.
My first recommendation, say the rosary at least 5 decades every day. Find yourself going to bed at night. You don't say the rosary yet. Say the rosary. Don't go to sleep any evening without first having said the rosary. Am I clear? At least 5 decades every day. Let me quote from St. Robert Bellarmine, great Jesuit saint, doctor of the Church in his spiritual lady. Mother most pure, give me the joys of heavenly love. In living among the thorns, I ask for the grace of a happy death. More rare than the rarest dream, bring joy to my heart, true, real joy to my heart. So great is none like you on earth. Bring peace to my soul. Oh, dear God, how many of us lack peace, peace, peace. And the price of peace is doing God's will. Be only as much at peace as you always, every day shall I have, all day, do the will of God. Bring peace to my soul. We go on. No sooner than the angel appeared to Our Lady, he told her that her kinswoman Elizabeth, an old woman, had conceived a son. Without being told by the angel to do it, so the angel disappeared with Mary Dew, picked up her things, and walked many miles to visit a kinswoman, Elizabeth. And as soon as Elizabeth saw Mary, our first greeting was, the mother of my Lord. Elizabeth knew by faith Mary was. Mary came visit Elizabeth carrying God in her womb. The marriage meeting reached Elizabeth. Elizabeth hears. Spoke to Elizabeth, the child in Mary's womb, talked to Elizabeth. And we're told by the evangelist, the child stirred in Mary's womb. Why? Because the Church teaches of that moment the unborn Christ. Though still unborn, heard his mother's voice, sanctified the unborn child. John the Baptist, we believe, though conceived in sin, was born without sin. Mary's words to his mother Elizabeth sanctify John. John, though conceived, I repeat, in sin, was born sinless. Mary then praised the trusting faith of Mary. Why? Because the promise to Mary would be fulfilled. How we need to hear this. Mary conceived Jesus. She believed. She did not understand how this is possible. How she, Elizabeth, conceived without carnal intercourse. She believed. Carried a child in a womb for 9 months. That child was conceived in a womb by the power of God. How many of the earliest? How they believed. She believed without understanding how or why. All of us. Every one of us has to live by faith. God sends us trials. He gives us suffering. God makes demands on us. There is no way we can understand how we are to cope. The secret is to trust in God. How we need Mary's deep faith with the base of her trust in God. How we need to believe as Mary did when she recited what we call the Magnificat. I see the complete confidence. The Magnificat or Blessed Virgin would be a retreat all by itself. Not just 2 or 3 days, 2 or 3 months, indeed 2 or 3 years. We go to the Magnificat. Briefly following Our Lady. Like Mary, you are to praise God before we praise any human being. Praise God for his greatness. In the name of God, I plead with you. Talk to God every day, throughout all day. Like Mary, we are to rejoice in doing the will of God. Before and more than, we rejoice in doing our own wills. The more God loves us, more will send us things that naturally we do not like. Thank God. That's what doing God's will is all about. I am repeating Our Lady's Magnificat. You ought to rejoice, be happy. In doing God's will, more, hear it, more, and the joy we have in doing our own wills. Oh, dear Lord, how many demands you can make on our will, telling us, bidding us to do your will. Even when doing your will can be contrary to what we like. Like our lady, we are to be humble. We hope to be pleasing to God. God loves only humble people. Shall I say it? Let's all examine our consciences. What or who is mainly on our minds most of the time? Yes, we are. Whom should we have on mind? Who do you have in our minds most of the day? Whom should we talk to most of the time? To God. In a very short retreat, I plead with you, in God's name, pray, talk to God. I mean this, as much as you can, all day long. Ask God what He wants you to do. Tell Him how much you love Him. When He sends you trials, humiliations, and pain, now I say it, thank Him. My Our Lady, we have access to a mighty power of God. In our faith, God will demand of us humanly impossible things to do. The only way we can do what God wants to do is by praying for the strength to do it. I beg you, I plead with you, pray, pray, pray. Here I am, all day long, pray. Instead of having ourselves in our minds all day long, think of God. Talk to Him. More difficult, God makes our lives. The more He wants to beg Him, dear Lord, give me the strength to do Your will. And Our Lady, we beg Him for the mercy that we need. Mary did not have to pray for herself as a sinner. Mary, we believe, never sinned. But she prayed, prayed for others. The more people we know have trials, difficulties, temptations, even the impossible lives to live, they need the strength to cope with life. Pray for others. We need to pray. We are sinners. Pray for God's mercy. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And go on. And the day we pray, we ask to do great things. I mean this, to do great things through us. I know what I'm saying. Ordained a priest in 1947. is I'm told in the year 2000, a priest for 53 years, dear Lord, what demands you've made on this center over these years? Given the impossible things to do, the only thing we can do, the humanly impossible, is to pray. Ask God, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me to do what I cannot do by myself. You've all sinned. A sinner to speak to sinners. Oh, we need to ask for God's mercy. Unlike our lady never sinned, you've all sinned. Ask, O Lord, have mercy on us sinners. And then ask God, hear it, to do great things. What am I saying? To do great things through us. How well I know what I am saying. The more humble we are in our own eyes, the less we think of ourselves and beg God to do great things through us sinners, the more He will give us the privilege, what a word, the privilege of doing great things through Him. He gives us the power and the strength to do what is humanly impossible. We have the promise from God to do great things on one condition, and we are deeply, profoundly humble. Oh, how we need deep, deep humility. May I ask this question? Whom do we have most of the time on our minds? Ourselves. Now we need, in just beginning the retreat, how we need to examine our consciences. Ask ourselves, how much, how often do I think of God? I can give you a more important recommendation in this retreat than to beg you to think of God as often as you can. Talk to God every chance you have. Whenever you meet a trouble or a difficulty, ask God for help. Whenever you have something which pleases you, thank God. Whenever you have a trial, ask God to sustain you. It was ordained in 1947. It's, I believe, in the year 2000. Ordained a priest on my birthday, 53 years ago. How we need to always, I mean that adverb, always have God in our minds, talk to God, I mean the adverb, the fifth time I'm using it, hearing the adverb in this conversation. Always think of God, talk to Him, I repeat, always. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me to do what you want me to do. Enlighten my dull mind to see what you want. Show me what you want. And then give me the strength to do it. And we all need deeper humility. Whom do we think about most of the time? Ourselves. Do I add, substitute God for yourself in your thoughts? My most important recommendation in this retreat. Substitute God for yourself in your thoughts. Think of God as much, as often as you can. Talk to God as you talk to yourself. Speak to Him. Ask Him for what you need. Dear Lord, enlighten this dull mind of mine. Tell me, dear God, what you want me to do. Then give me the strength to do it. In the closing prayer of St. Ignatius. Our Lady, may it please Our Lady to intercede with the Divine Son for us, poor sinners. Plead for us this grace we so desperately need, the grace to know every moment of the day what God wants us to do. Dear Lord, we should pray, God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And then give me the strength to do it. Dear Mother of God, give us the grace to change our weak human wills. Oh, dear Lord, how true this is. We all have a weak human will, weak in doing what the will of God is. How spontaneously, how naturally, how instinctively we do our own wills. Dear Mother of God, change our wills. I pray for your Divine Son the grace to know what God wants me to do. But what an important person of this is, but we shall obtain this grace and what God wants us to do only by asking for it. That is why I'm not exaggerating, not indulging in pious pap. We should pray always. Here I recommend we ask ourselves, what do we think about most of the day? Who do you talk to most of the time? One guess, ourselves. I plead with you, as the most important recommendation in the short time we have during this very brief retreat, to pray and ask God every day, during that all day, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? The next moment, and I'm giving this conference, do I say I'm praying, Lord, what do you want me to say next? Tell me to repeat. Tell the retreatants to pray, Lord, what do you want me to do? Ask Our Lady to enlighten, pray for her divine Son, the light we need to know what we are to do the next, I don't say minute, the next moment of our day. And obtain this grace, only we pray. No words I can share with you, though I spoke now for 2 days, but for 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, I give you a strong recommendation and in God's name to pray. Ask God for light. Lord, tell me, what do you want me to do? And then, once our minds are enlightened, know what God wants us to do, then to pray for the strength to do it. And we need these two graces. You need them, I need them. Know what God wants us to do, then the strength to do it. Dear Lord, dare I say this, how grateful I am to you, my God. And I have so many women to come to make this retreat. Listen to a poor sinner sharing his thoughts with you. Please God, they're not my thoughts, but the thoughts that God inspires me to share with you. And you may know every moment of the day what God wants you to do. I repeat, pray for light. Pray for light. Light for the mind. Lord, what do you want me to do? Get up in the morning. First you should ask for is a light. Lord, what do you want me to do today? Well, I plead with you. First thing you should ask for when you get up in the morning is ask the Lord to tell you what he wants you to do. Should I say it? Plan your day. Ask the Lord to tell you what he wants you to do. When he wants you to do it. How much time he wants you to spend on what you want to do. And no more. How much time we can waste in doing things that we like, instead of spending the time in doing what God wants us to do. Are we the light for our minds to know what is God's will? I mean this every moment of the day. First, pray for light for the mind. Light for the mind. Lord, what do you want? What do you want me to do? And then strength of the will to do it. Dear Lord, how many of these two graces, first thing in the morning and all day long, know what God wants me to do, and then the strength to do it. And I'll pray these graces, only comma, only comma, only. We keep praying, I mean this, all day long. Lord, what do you want me to do now? Lord, what do you want me to say next? Want me to repeat what I've just said? Lord, what do you want me to do? And then give me the strength to do it. I plead with you. I plead with you. Every day and all day, keep asking God, Lord, what do you want me to do? Give me the strength to do it. That is why you're on earth. Do God's will. Only then will be happy. Won't be easy. You'll be happy. Only that way are we sure of which is the heaven or which we made. May it please Our Lady to plead with the Divine Son for us poor sinners. I pray for us this grace. With the help of our own wills, she may change our weak and sorry human spirit, make us strong and faithful.